This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iraq's interim government moved to combat the rampant lawlessness in Baghdad today. More than 500 people were rounded up, suspected criminals, a government minister said, not insurgents. The Iraqi capital has been plagued by crime for months, including a rash of kidnappings. More from NPR's Philip Reeves.
Downtown Baghdad. The Iraqi police shut down surrounding roads, set up checkpoints, and told residents to stay inside. Armed and masked officers searched from house to house, business to business. Jassim Mohammed, a Baghdad businessman, saw the operation swing into action last night.
There was firing, there was resistance, and one was killed. I don't know who he was, but he wasn't from the police. I think he wasn't a passerby, but a suspect. He was killed.
The new interim Iraqi government says the target was organized criminal gangs who flourished since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. More recently, they've turned to kidnapping. Gangs have abducted dozens of well-known Iraqi doctors and other professionals, demanding tens of thousands of dollars for their release. Among those taken was Dr. Faris al-Bakri, an ophthalmological consultant.
I had three cars surrounding me and about seven personnel with guns, and they dragged me out of the car and they cuffed me and pad my eyes. During the way to the place where they imprisoned me, they asked me different questions about my career and my family. And they told me that they will get me back in a few hours, which is not the case.
Dr. Bakri says his kidnapping, several months ago, was well planned.
Yes, they told me that I was under surveillance. They were watching me for the last 1 month. They were gathering, getting information about that. I think this is the way they do it. They are organized people.
He was freed after 5 days after being held blindfolded in the cellar, but only on payment of a ransom of more than $72,000. The exact number of such kidnappings isn't known, but it's evidently common. Dr. Ihsan Al-Turfi, a dermatologist, says he personally knows plenty of colleagues who've been seized.
If I can count, probably I will count 20.
Dr. Al-Turfi says some doctors have fled Iraq rather than risk abduction.
I know few doctors. They have left Iraq, whether temporary or permanent, I don't know. But surely I have some names in my mind that they have left Iraq because of this problem.
Even before the latest raids, the Iraqi police were saying that the problem is starting to ease. Not everyone agrees. Interviewed this weekend, this man says the child of a well-to-do car salesman has just been snatched from his Baghdad neighborhood.
Yesterday. Also a child in my town.
He says there have been several such cases just in his area, Ghazalia.
They ask for ransom, $30,000, $60,000 to release them. There was one guy who was released after paying $50,000. The guy who was released, he can't say nothing about the kidnapping because he threatened if he mentions anything, he'll be killed.
The police say the kidnapping gang started by targeting Iraqis who illegally made vast profits amid the looting and lawlessness following the arrival of U.S. forces last year. Rather than involve the police, the victims paid ransoms. Brigadier Ra'ad Yaskudaya, chief of the police's serious crimes department in Baghdad, says this made the gang stronger.
When they started to make good money from this business, you can say, they started to improve themselves by buying new cars, houses to hide the kidnapped people. They even started to have better weapons.
Some Iraqi officials suspect the kidnapping gangs have links to elements of the insurgency and are raising money for the cause. But Dr. Faris al-Bakri, the one who was kidnapped, believes the motive's purely cash.
It's a way of getting good money. You know, doctors in Iraq now are soft targets. We don't like to have bodyguards. You are dealing with patients from all over Iraq, and it's not nice to move around with bodyguards.
The Iraqi police's mass roundup will likely raise questions about whether everyone they've arrested was a criminal or whether their methods were too violent. Yet most people in Baghdad welcome any effort to restore order. They say they want security above all else. Dr. Al-Bakri admits that after his abduction, he thought of abandoning his patients and leaving the country, but he stayed because he hopes the capital's now getting safer.
Honestly speaking, I had it in my mind, but let's put it this way. Since things are getting better, that will be the last choice.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.